Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is with us. She's our good friend, member of our Brain Trust, the founder of bestsmallbizhelp.com, bestsmallbizhelp.com, author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide for small business owners. And boy, howdy, is that true. Don, thanks again for being here. Talk to us some more about, let me say this. I almost had a degree in business administration when I got my BS degree. I had more than one major, and that one of them was business administration. I didn't actually get a business administration degree or major because I didn't want to take the last two accounting courses.
You're not alone.
I took the first one and hated it. And they wanted me to, that was 291. Then they wanted me to take 292 and 391. I'll never forget it after all these years. And I said, you know what? I think I can live without a business major if I have to take those courses. But I am fascinated by, I love reading because I don't have a life. I love reading financial statements.
How about that?
Operating statements, balance sheets, my own cash flow statement. I don't like the one the accountants do because they don't really tell me enough. They don't give me enough information. My own 12-month cash flow statements. My point is, folks, what Dawn is talking about, she's not trying to teach you how to become a bookkeeper or a CPA. She's trying to teach you that your business needs to generate financial records so that these reports, the P&L, the balance sheet, et cetera, can be managed, and you can budget, you can track, you can see what's going on, and anybody who can add one and one together can do that. What do you think, Don?
That's exactly right. So, Jim, let me ask you a question. Does a thermometer tell you how to dress in the morning?
No. Well, yeah, a little
it
bit.
It does.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah.
It does.
I did it this morning.
Yeah. All it does is it shows you how much heat is in the environment.
Yep.
But you have to interpret the fact that if it says 90 degrees Fahrenheit, probably not a good idea for you to wear a snowsuit, right?
Right. Well, and if it's going to rain, I don't wear winter white, you know, when
well,
I...
Well, that's right. That's right. So all of these...
Our pumps, I wear tennis shoes, you know?
Right. All these statements do... Is there your thermometer, right? Or
yep.
We call it the financial dashboard because when you drive a car, you got to know how much gas you have in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
That's like your cash flow statement. You got to know how fast you're going. That's your net income statement. You got to know if you're going to blow a gasket. That's your balance sheet. You know, you got to know these things. And what's really interesting to me, and I know you're a big advocate of this, is that before, when we were all learning how to drive, the first thing we did is we didn't go on the road, right? And they didn't give us the keys to 2 tons of steel and tell us to go on the highway. No, the first thing they did was they sat us in a classroom, boring, and they went through some basics, some rules of the road, how to read road signs, why do you, you know, use a blinker. And we had to take a little test to get some feedback that, you know, you really got it, you understand it, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can put you on the road. And then you did a road test and all of that, and then you could drive. But we don't do that with small businesses. Right? Throw them out there without any preparation, without even these basics that you and I are talking about, and then we're shocked when 50, 60% of them go bankrupt.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I am shocked that 50% of them even survive.
I know. No, I agree with you, and it's amazing the fortunes, the family fortunes that have been lost by people never had a chance. And when I had my consulting business, I would talk as many people out of going into business who would come to see me as I would help stay in business, and then they would thank me later. But you're right. I mean, folks, if you could just believe Don and me when we say that if you get your business to the point where it can generate regular and accurate financial statements, and you start seeing how those statements are not just numbers on lines, but they're actually dials. They're little dials and gauges and pressure points and levers and all that, that when you look at those things and you see how they interact with each other, Don, and you say, okay, if I move that, this turns this down here, and that's the number I want. Which so that means that by moving that, I've got to make this change over here in my business.
That's it. And, Jim, there are only three financial statements you need to know. The income statement, cash flow statement, and balance sheet. That's all it is, just the three. And I have to tell you, what's really exciting to me is when I read the comments that people have been writing on Amazon about the book. I mean, that's what really gets me charged up. So I just got one from a lady named Paula, and she has a business. She does glass fish. I mean, who knew there was a market for glass fish, right? But she's been doing this for years, and she reached out to me because my email is in the book, it's published in the book, and she said, for the first time in years, I finally understand how to make money. She said, I'm so into my gross margin.
Right.
I almost started cheering when I read that.
Well, and sadly,
I'm so into my gross margin, I know I run my business on it.
Sadly, there are people listening right now who are saying to themselves, not out loud, what's a gross margin?
Right. So what if we could teach a million small business owners that they run their business on gross margin, not on sales?
Mm-hmm. And that they need to know what their business is doing every month with regard to gross profit.
That's exactly right. You know what your
monthly expenses are going to be, and that you can't pay them if you don't make enough gross profit.
But that's right. And you know what, Jim? Most of the small business owners that I've been speaking to do not price their products and services correctly.
They don't charge enough, for one thing.
They don't charge enough. Isn't that interesting? They leave so much money on the table.
How many times do I walk into a small business, it happens all the time, and I look at a price, and I pick it up, and I look at the owner, and I say, you're not charging enough for this. I know how much this costs. You're not charging enough.
Good for you.
Let's talk about this after these messages. Give us a website quickly, Don.
The website is best. SmallBizHelp.com.
Check it out. Accounting for the Number Phobic is a book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.